I believe you have contacted me. Alan actually has one that he's going to quickly present. And then Heidi, if you would go next.
Sure.
And then John.
Oh, you didn't put me on the list?
And Dennis. Four. I miscalculated.
All right, so this one doesn't have a title, and it doesn't have a PowerPoint presentation. It was done so quickly. One of the things that I do in my practice often is I find myself creating virtual keyboard interfaces for applications that don't have good keyboard support. And I do this to provide keyboard access, to provide to provide screen reader access, and also to provide voice access sometimes. And here's an example of something that is not keyboard accessible. This is in the control panel, the network and sharing center. Keyboard access here. If I try to go from Allen PC to unidentified number to network, there's no way you can get to that X there to show the broken. It's just one of the wonderful ways that Vista is broken from the keyboard. And the way that we do this with macro software, if you can't navigate to it by keyboard, what I would do is I would put the macro software to move over to this spot and then click on it, and I would trigger that with a hotkey or some other means. The problem is that in some applications, this X over here is a moving target. Sometimes it might appear here. Sometimes it might appear over here. It might change according to screen resolution. And what I'm trying to come up with is a more general technique so that I can create a hotkey or a macro that will actually hit its target reliably every time. So a technique that I'm working on now and have used successfully now is to use some very, very indirect methods. One of them I'm called pixel sniffing. And what I do is I try to search for a particular color, one pixel of red that appears in that X. And I'm experimenting with different ways to do this. And let me show you one of them right now. I'm going to press a hotkey, and the cursor, which is going to search for a pixel of a particular shade of red. Ready? Oh, why didn't that work? Hold on just a second. There it goes.
Whoa.
Okay. Didn't find it. Okay. Maybe it's the... Okay. Oh, you know why? It's because I'm using it. Hold on. I'll show you where I can find it. That's the wrong color. That one over here. It's this red over here on the screen over here. Oh, I was just out of range. There, I'm close. Got it. Oh, I remember what it is for this one over here. I made it Alt-X. And it clicks on it. Okay. So it's just when I've been using looking for pixel colors successfully, looking for changes in the shape of the mouse cursor as well. So I found a very, very quick method of moving the cursor up a screen or across a screen until either a pixel it hits a pixel of a certain color, or the mouse pointer changes from a pointer to a hand or to something else to activate it. And they're working very nice and reliably. Maybe next year I'll do it as a PowerPoint. Thank you. Are there any questions? Or does Rapid Fire admit questions?
Not really.
Okay.
Thank you, Alan.